Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
what it is, okay? I said, empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now, you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now, water can flow or it can crash. Be water, my friend.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie is going to be discussing the quote that we just heard from Bruce Lee, be water, my friend. Be water, my family, with Brother Eddie. Brother Eddie, you with me? If you have yourself on mute, please take yourself off.
All right, I'm off mute. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You're loud and clear now.
Yes. And thank you for all the beautiful music, dealing with the water, and leading up with the quote of Bruce Lee, which you played, so I don't really have to say, only to give the importance of being that water, which we actually all are when we understand the percentage of our temple, our body, is water.
Yes.
So when we look at that particular phrase, be water, my family, we just changed the word or the name, the number remained the same. As Bruce said, be water, my friend. Well, friend and family is the same number. And if you are my friend, you are my family. So be water, my family. And looking at that, be water comes to 29. B is 7, water is 22. 7 plus 22 is 29. My family is also 29. My is 3, and family is 26. 26 plus 3 is again 29. 29 plus 29 is 58. 5 plus 8 is 13. 1 plus 3 is 4.
Mm-hmm.
4 is water.
Okay.
So that's what we are when we talk about. But not to get into that deeply before, again, welcoming the family and listening audience.
Yes.
To the
Hello,
show
everyone.
With your time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you are sharing with us as we are sharing information with you. So, again, I started off without even asking you, how are you and the family doing, Sister Antoinette?
Well, we're all well. You know, we're just taking it day by day.
Yeah.
You know that. Now my son and his wife are positive.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to get retested and they're positive. They said
so
the
again.
First one was a false negative. But since they said that my granddaughter had it, you know, and they all live in the same house, you know, it would be understandable that they would have it as well.
It's understandable.
So whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
There you go. You were saying where I was going, whatever you want to call it, because at the end of the day, they're testing and they're giving the results, be it positive or negative. We're believing what they're giving, you know.
Yeah.
Since they're saying this, that, and the other. But we're getting to that even a little bit deeper. But, again, all strength and quick recovery to your family. So.
Thank you. And how are you making out?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm loving it, you know, and
good.
I'm not McDonald's talking about just loving it. So I'm loving it, you know. This is a great and beautiful and wonderful time to be alive, you know, because,
yes,
again, with us adding to the whole picture with our piece of the puzzle that we have, we're able to see much, much clearer than we've been able to see. And that's all we want is clarity. We want clarification. And this is what we're here to do. So before I continue, because I'm into a jabber jaw right now, but I'm flowing with information into what's known as an overflow. So I know we're going to touch on that four, probably. Oh, and I didn't touch on the date being 4/21/2021, which comes to a three when you add it up. And the three is no more than the connection to our memories being processed through our ancestors. So this is what we will give that gratitude to the ancestors as we go along. But right now, you can go ahead and get into the current events.
Okay, well, forgive me because I really didn't do any. I was asleep. But the one that we know that everyone's going to be talking about or is interested in is the George Floyd case with the ex-police officer that was found guilty. And I can't speak on how anyone else feels, but I'm happy about it. But it's, you know, really kind of ironic that while they were reading the verdict, a teenage female was shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
In Ohio.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 15 years old. I believe she was 15. I hope I said it right. But she was had a knife in her hand and was going after someone else that she was fighting with. But the police shot and killed her. Now, which is truly unfortunate. Yeah. And I was just thinking my own thoughts was I wonder if this was a signal to the teenage girl that recorded and shared that incident with George Floyd that went viral around the world.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my thoughts.
Well, that's cool. That's beautiful because, again, this is what we're here to do. Your thought is no more than a fellowship, and that's what we're here right now to do is to fellowship. Get your input, your interpretation of what you see dealing with this George Floyd case, decision, whatever you want to call it. For me, it's partially a distraction, but I keep everything in order by by the number. For me, first and foremost, and it's no coincidence, George Floyd was going to be the last thing that I talked about, but since you brought it up, and I knew you would, and like I said, it's no coincidence. When you look at it, what is the first thing or what stands out to you? Let me get more precise. Thinking of me and the show and what we do dealing with numbers, what sticks out with you in the case that's just been tried dealing with George Floyd?
Kill. It was a killing. Mm-hmm. You know, kill. And
so
that's a three.
Yeah,
that's a three. So that's what I think about.
The connection of the today's date. But didn't it hit you and family? I hope you are vibing where I'm going with this. Didn't it hit you strange that they were talking about how many minutes in this court case did they mention? How many minutes did they keep mentioning? Do you remember?
946. No.
In the court case, they kept mentioning 929.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't catch that. I just knew it was different from the original timing. It went from 8 minutes, and now they stretched it to 9.
Right. You said 946. It was actually 846.
Oh, okay. Forgive me.
No, I'm the numbers man, so I should have all this recorded in my head. And I want people to even remember that 846, go back and just pull up Dave Chappelle
that's a
speaking
seven.
On George Floyd. And
yeah.
The particular link or the particular title is called 846, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, because he mentioned how that was the time he was born, and that's the reason why he
Thank
remembered.
You.
And his birthday.
Exactly. So how now did the time come up to 9:29? But we did a show, and I mentioned
so that's a two.
Numbers, because when you look at the name George Floyd,
that's
George
a four.
Comes up to 31, which is a four, and Floyd comes up to 16, which is a seven. Four plus seven is 11.
Yeah, so they got 11s all around this, so they got twos all around.
And even when you see that, 31 George, 16 Floyd, added up, 31, 16 still gives you 47. 4 plus 7 is 11. Now,
yeah.
The original time was 8:46, which
mm-hmm.
is 18 or 9.
Yes.
So you had 11 being George Floyd, and the time was 9 or 9:11. Do you think it's ironically that they've now made the time 9:29, which is 9:11, which reflects?
No, because that's emergency, and that emergency, I mean, when I think of 9/11, I still think of emergency and what happened on 9/11. But really, I don't really think about 9/11, you know, as far as what happened that day. I just think when I see 9/11, I just think of emergency.
Well, that's what 9/11 brought. It brought emergency,
yeah.
Didn't it? With the buildings coming down, people were in an emergency mode.
Yes.
Coming from everywhere to help.
Yes, they were.
So, yeah, it basically comes. But, see, it's just a number, seeing that number. And when you see that, George Floyd now being 47, 4 plus 7, which is 11,
mm-hmm.
and the new time of 9:29, which gives you a 2 or that 11. You got a 2 and a 2 or 11 and 11, which is 4, and we started off with the title of the class doing that for Be Water,
mm-hmm.
My Friends, or Be Water, My Family, which comes to a four.
Yes.
So George Floyd in that time, or that time that all this takes place, is that four. No coincidence that the only current event that you came up with or thought of was what was already on my list to talk about.
Yeah.
So like I said, there's no coincidence in anything. This is why that four, that water, which we all are, deals with the solutions that we should always be talking about, trying to come up with.
And you know, Brother Eddie, if my memory serves me correctly, forgive me for talking over you, but I think the
mm-hmm.
time that we were told here of the, you know, the court case of when it happened, if memory
mm-hmm.
serves me correctly, I could be wrong, was 4:45. So that's another four.
4:45, yeah, would be a four. What came up to 4:45?
Pardon me?
I said, what came up to 4:45?
No, I was saying that was the time. The time.
The time of what?
It was that they told the verdict here yesterday.
Okay. Well, 4:45 would be a four.
Yeah, that's what I said. It was another four.
Okay, I thought you
George
said
George Floyd's
five.
Name is a four.
Yeah.
Four. George
four.
Is a four.
Correct. Correct. I see where you're going now. I got you. So, yeah, see, that's something that I wasn't aware of with that time being given in the verdict. So, yeah, like I said, we started to see an alignment even spiritually, because this is spiritual is four.
Yeah.
And this is what we're going through at the end of the day, something spiritual. See, even when we say Armageddon, we right away go to the end of time. And like I said, for me, everything is numbers. And when you add the end of time up, comes to a 9. The end of time, to me, is back to learning. It's all about learning. It's all about the information one is learning. End of whose time? I'm not buying into none of your garbage no more. Because Armageddon 31, 4 is spiritual. 4 is spirit. 4 is God. So if I'm into the spirit of God, if I'm into truth, truth is 4. Why am I getting a damn shot? But on the other hand, let's be real. Because when we look at be water, my family, be water is to be real. When it comes to our job or our finances, let's be real. Have we really given it real consideration and thought on, again, we've been talking about it, and now I'm hearing it on fake news or news, that it's being put into law that your employer can ask to see if you have now been vaccinated.
Oh, and really? I didn't see.
And that is a determination on if you keep or lose your job. We've been talking about it, so don't be surprised now that they talking about it, stop it. We've been talking about it for the longest. The key is be real with it. We should have been real when we started talking about it last year. Not now that they done started talking about it. See, that's our power to even prepare of what's coming. Whatever anybody's individual decision it may be. The key is be water, be real, be truth. And truth, again, the only vow being truth, as brother says, is your truth. So be real with yourself and understanding if it's dealing with you getting a paycheck. We've said it's going to deal with the same thing as you being able to fly starting October 1st, real ID, being effect then. We've been talking about it since last year. It was supposed to be started October 1st of 2020. So, again, how long have we been talking about and people haven't truly been mentally preparing for what's getting ready to come? This is our defense. We already know what was coming, but we act surprised when the news and the media starts to put it in our face. Like we didn't hear. We didn't know. Stop it, family. Water.
I know years ago I had heard, and I may have read it, I'm not sure, that you're going to have a passport to go to different states here in the United States, you know, like, for me to go to Jersey or to go to Pennsylvania, you're going to need to show, you're going to have a passport. So it's almost like each state will be their own country.
We talked about that last year, Sister Antoinette, when we talked about when we got diverted dealing with the wall and the aliens that were coming across the wall. We're all going to be considered an alien in our own particular state and city.
Yeah.
Again, we talked about simply going out shopping. You're going to have papers or an ID coming down the road. down the road,
yeah,
we talked about last week, in a minute or down the road. This is coming down the road. Down the road is the five.
Yes, it is.
To go to any public establishment, restaurant, theater, club, bar, etc., etc., etc. This is what we're being primed for. And we're not using the conversation to prepare on how we're going to defend for it individually and collectively, because our conversations are too geared on what they're doing instead of, since we know what they're doing, what are we going to do to prepare ourselves spiritually and physically? Physically, the things that we have to prepare for. These are the things that gives us the power that we need to combat what's coming down the road. But yet, we spend too much on what they are doing, what they said, instead of, okay, if we've heard this over and over and over again, what in the hell are we doing to prepare ourselves individually in our own homes? And then collectively, once we fellowship with those who are on the same frequency and same vibration that we're on, instead of wasting time, what can we do? We got the power and the tools to do it through the conversations that we entertain, that we give the energy to. And we're giving too much energy to they and them, instead of on us. Sweet and simple. Nothing hard. We've been making it hard, running around it, talking about everything else, instead of what we constantly say, we as melanated people have the power to do. And we're not even using it because our thought isn't truly there. Because it's so distracted on everything else. Even in any and everything, I constantly tell the family that you give me or I see, I make it who and where I am, my journey and what I'm doing, even with George Floyd. All of that. It's part of my journey now, the way it is dealing with these numbers. And again, we could see it that way, dealing with numbers, but use what the numbers are revealing to you. Because, again, I'm only giving one possibility, which is mine. That's it. But it's opening, hopefully opening your mind up to use what I'm giving that you hear a different way so that you can use it your way. That's the key. My way is only my way, and it's not limited to my way. It only opens us up to see other avenues, other angles, other ways that only enhance where we are and where we're going in our own personal journey. This is why those of us who are tuned in right now are tuned in.
Yeah.
Because there's something in, there's something in whatever I talk about when I'm talking about it that we are connected to in some way or another. And we're never connected to everything. It's just something. And it might be just one pertinent thing pertaining to that individual who hears what they need to hear. But again, I never get it twisted in understanding. This is just my part in understanding these numbers and words and seeing them only my way, but in a way that's open for all of us to see it the way that we're supposed to see it. If it is that we're supposed to use numbers, but for me, understanding that's the time we're in, understanding arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy, the quadrivium, getting off that third plane of the trivium. So with that, Sister Antoinette, let's bring the family in. If I've titillated a sensation or a nerve that somebody wants to share some information or add to the mix, let's bring them in.
Okay. Can I say this beforehand, and I'll be right with you, caller.
Sure.
I want everyone to know that Brother Ray is in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And
come on now. Wow.
Yeah, he's been there since Saturday, I believe. He's been in there. And no, it's not COVID. Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Brother Kwame.
Yes, ma'am. Good evening, Sister Antoinette, and good evening, Brother.
Hello, Brother Kwame.
Eddie Harris.
How you doing, my family, my brother? My name and number safe.
I'm here and being compared to what? You know, to the numbers. That's what you compare it to.
That's it.
Yes, sir. So, you know, you're hitting on a point, and yesterday was the conviction, you know, that they handed down to Derek for George Floyd. But in the part, it's all ritual. Whose Earth Day was, you know, okay, Marvin Gaye was April 2nd. Gil Scott was April 1st.
April 1st.
And you had 9/9 was the day in which somebody was, oh, that was Paul Robeson's Earth Day, and somebody died. Oh, DMX died on 9/9. Paul Robeson's birthday, DMX left the planet, and Lil Nas's birthday. But the Earth Day for this atrocity that what shook around the world was another person who was born on that date was Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler was born on April 20th.
Okay.
He died April 30th, 10 days after his Earth Day, or supposedly he killed himself in 1949 or 30, one of them. But that's just really symbolic how they tie these dates in together. And you made a good point in the 9/29, which is 9/11, you know, because that's the thing. But they changed the ID, 2020 ID, that ID that you're supposed to have by May 1st, they, because of COVID, they shifted it from Homeland, shifted it to October. But the ID in which they I think I sent something to you, Antoinette, but what they talk about with the ID is this ID has got to be identified with a little yellow star. If you look, I got it on my new license that I had to take my birth certificate, my separation papers, anywhere I lived at, all of it. They make copies and put that whole file, everything is put into that star. But it's a little five-point yellow star. The last time we saw that identification used for social control was with who? They called it it was a six-point star. Right, that was Hitler. Hitler did that because this was that excluded those in society for exclusion. Identification symbol was a precursor to the Holocaust. So what are we now getting ready to do? This little yellow star, which is really what you look at, whose flag has a yellow star on it, but China. So they've sold this country and the people's identification to China. And so what we're looking at is this type of history be rebirthed, because the Astra star, that's what they called it, I think if I remember right, it's the Star of David. But that was like 75 years ago. And you look at the things that we had 75 years ago was the Nuremberg trial and 1945, I believe it was. And all of this recycling of this history is what you're talking about, water, because water has what? Memory. Conscious. Memory mm-hmm. and consciousness. And in that yeah. part of it having memory and consciousness, what we're seeing with this what pandemic of global warming, but really the planet's been warming ever since the end of the ice age, because we wouldn't be on this land if the ice age hadn't been warmed up, then we could melt away and get back on the land. The releasing of these millions of years of water frozen in the Arctic and Antarctic is for the time that we just now looked at. Science says there's 11,424,000, I think it was, 1,000 pounds of microcosmic dust that has landed on the planet. And so you're looking at that much micro dust that's coming from meteors and going through these different belts of meteorites and comets passing the planet. It's bombarding this planet with the dust that's creating the energy of a new covering on this old soil that we're on. But you're having the release of the memory of the ice caps. So what we're doing is getting a whole new consciousness for this fifth world.
That's exactly right there within the title of the class being Be Water.
Right.
Me to be by number is no more than seven. Seven is consciousness. Seven is memory. This is what you are becoming from the water. The water is no more than the spirit.
Right.
The spiritual, the truth, the solution, the answer, the experience. We're in a journey. Journey is seven. That's part of the conscious memory. The journey is part of the I am. It's part of the Galactic Federation. Galactic cool. Federation is seven. I am is seven. This is why melanin is seven. We have learned to adapt to all situations. Adapt is seven. Part of the journey. See, yes, all this, the memory, and that's why be water, my family.
Right. And we're on point, because there's a sister, her name is Shonda. Her mother is a famous civil activist. Her name is Shonda Prescott Weinstein. And she wrote this book called The Disordered Cosmos, A Journey into the Dark Matter, Space-Time, and Dreams Deferred. And what she is she's a physicist. And what she's done is looking at the whole thing about melanin, because she's a sister, and she's studying how melanin and physics go together. What she's looking at, the physics of melanin, and mm-hmm. she's a real deep sister, because I've been coding where she says Black Americans have some of European heritage, most due to rape, and certainly general, that's true across the American continent, is dealing with the skin, because what they're doing is trying to reconnect themselves back to melanin. And this is why they were mixing and doing what they're doing with the race, because the thing in which she's been able to find out that there's a mathematical formula to melanin that it connects it back to the cosmos. Well, you have the thing about dark matter and dark energy.
Yes, like I said, it's right there. Like I said, it's in the number. You said the sister is studying melanin and the physics of melanin. Well, melanin is the seven. That's the B. B, water. Water is physics by numbers.
But
so, yes. We're talking about the same thing, dealing with the words, not seeing the number of the connection that connects us to all of what everybody is saying. For me, it's to see the number of, it doesn't matter who and what profession you are, it's the same number. We're talking about the same thing by number using different words. And we're so caught up into the etymology, which I was going to touch on, that basically when we truly understand etymology, and I don't have it in front of me, and I was going to give the definition, and I got all these darn papers here, but basically to paraphrase it until I come across it, and you can correct me, Brother Kwame. The etymology is the study of the origin of words and how the words over the course of history has changed.
Right. Well, we talked about that when I was sharing with you all about the professor and the madman. Where
right.
the American
yes.
who went to London and killed somebody, and they were sent to a mental institution. Oxford started writing the dictionary, he was writing in words and the definitions, and they finally had to try to seek out this man who was giving them so much pertinent information for writing in their dictionary, and come to find out it was a madman that they had sentenced to a mental institution because he was crazy and they couldn't kill him. Executing, and plus he was an American, so they just sent him to life. And then that was the whole story of the professor at Oxford that was using his works. But if I could share this part and what she's talking about when she's talking about melanin and physics. She says, this is a black magic that as a scientist I believe in. The ancestors made sure we got here to now where there are new possibilities, where we are now able to ask the question, what is the physics of melanin? We now live in a world where black scientists can ask that question and understand in technical detail how knowing the answer could really change the world. Because once we know we're back to connected with our cosmic self again, we're going to change the world back, because that's what our ancestors knew. Because we're 70% water, and the activation of that 11 million pounds of cosmic micro meteorite dust that covered the planet, plus the water melting and the human body being 70% water and our brains being 85 to 90, we are melanated people. We're reactivating to this new high frequency.
That's it. And understanding that cosmic dust, cosmic is that too. The cosmic, too, is the universe, too, is the cosmos, too, is your mind, too. Some call it black, which is no more than two.
Right.
Because the etymology of black is always given by somebody else's definition. If we're wordsmiths, as we claim to be, where word is 15, which is 6, smith is 25, which is 7, 6 plus 7 is 13, that's 4. Word Smith comes to 40, that's 4. We back to spiritual. We create
right.
this. We are the creators, but we keep using their nonsense, their definition, instead of creating our own, being the creators, knowing that the etymology of changing this shit, we're the ones that's supposed to change it now. This is the era and time that we're in, the change. And we keep giving them energy by using the words and the definition and meanings of their particular words, which gives it energy, energy being seven, back to consciousness, the conversation, because our energy is right within our conversation of what we're talking about and the way we talk about it, the energy we give it. And we keep giving the wrong energy, the wrong way to these words that pertain the energy that we need to see to claim the damn words we're talking about. That's just my part. Part is seven of my journey. Journey is seven. We all got a part. Find that part. Find your part. Know your part. If you on the stage, know the part. So we can really conversate about the Galactic Federation, which is the seven. Because when I use the term from Parliament, you have overcome, for I am here. Where do we go with the I am? Because it's a number for me. And the I am is the Galactic Federation. The I am is your consciousness. The I am is your journey, your way, your angle, your song. Sing it. But we singing everybody else's shit. Conversation with conviction. Conversation is seven, conviction is seven. That's part of your journey, part of your consciousness. Your I am, the Galactic Federation that we don't give enough emphasis on through the conversations we have. Forgive me, Brother Kwame, man. I just got off on a tangent, but I'm on a flow, an overflow of just giving where we should be in our conversations because there's too much energy. Energy is seven. To the conversations of conviction that we're not talking enough about the I am, the consciousness, the journey, even if it's our individual journey that we're on, that we're supposed to share parts with the family that we're supposed to share. It's too much time and energy wasted on everybody else's nonsense.
Right.
Trying to dislocate and trying to articulate and trying to this, that, and the other on everybody. Use it. Not saying don't use it, but make it authentically, uniquely, spiritually yours when we give that truth back. This is why I use what Bruce gave me as Be Water, my friend, as Be Water, my family. Now with the number behind the whole thing, I'm making this uniquely mine, spiritually. Put your damn exclamation point on it. For a solution in how we see things differently now. This is what I constantly attempt to do with my part that I've been given. My gift. We all got it. Give your gift away if you know your gift. If not, find it, damn it. All the information we got, attach it to that gift. Attach it to that journey. We have a life of experiences that if we don't share, give pertinent information to share with an individual along their journey so they can grow their way. We don't know how anybody sees it from their angle, but give it openly. Again, let me digress, Brother Kwame, because I think I'm saying too much. You go ahead.
No,
and
you did it because when you said the I am and
mm-hmm.
looking at the I am, but you look at where this came out of and then take the Romans and the Roman numerals. I means one, right? In Roman numeral. And
mm-hmm.
M means a thousand. One in a thousand.
Mm-hmm.
Is what you say. That's how you would convert it if you speak it in a Roman language and their dialect and the way they use the alphabet and the numbers. In using Roman numerals, you know, the I am
mm-hmm.
is the one, a thousand. And so looking at this, but we're understanding we wrote in symbols and hieroglyphs and the Medu Netzer. So what we're looking at is we had a whole different etymology of defining words and that whatever. But I gotta step off for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay then, Brother Kwame. We'll wait for your return, Sister Antoinette.
Yes.
Do we have any other callers?
No one else has their hand up. Y'all, as you know, if you have a question or a comment, press the number 1 and I can open up your line. Brother Eddie, I did have a request, and I had to bring it back to you, but someone had made the request to me. He has said he missed the breaks, you know, so that way they're able to get up and do whatever they need to do. And he asked if we could go back to having that regularly, you know, on the program like we did before, that we don't break that schedule.
That's no problem, because if the family not got familiar with taking that break, we can do that since Brother Kwame stepped away. And for those who don't want to call in, push 1, or for those who aren't in the chat room, and for those who have Sister Antoinette or my contact information, if you have a question that you want to add to the mix, please text us if you don't call in or chat room in. So with that, Sister Antoinette, we can go ahead and take that break. Oh, and you can contact me via email, eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com. Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Okay,
Brother Kwame, we getting ready to take a break. We was letting you go ahead and do what you had to do, but we was finna take this break. So.
All right, I got to share when we come back from the break.
Okay, sounds great.
All right.
Go ahead, Sister Antoinette.
Okay, all right, y'all. We'll be right back with you.
Before we leave you with our last song, which was given to us to be given to you by Lorraine Hansberry, who has long since left us, and she was my dear friend. But I'm a Pisces, and I'm on the cusp of a Aquarius, and so I gotta say, take me to the water. Take me to the water. Take me to the water to be baptized. Because you see, I know that none but the righteous know. The righteous, none but the righteous shall see God. So take me to the water, child. Take me to
I know that there are only 300 black students here in this college of 18, I think, 16 or 15, 16, 17 or whatever it is, thousands of students. So that means that you must feel lonely lots of the time. Either that or you are bound yourselves together and have made a force. I am not sure which direction you have taken, but this song, which is my last one, is dedicated only to you. You 18,000 do not need it. When I die, my people, when I go, you see, I'm gonna know that I left something for them to build on. And that is my reward. You got yours, your money, your parents, and your easy living. My folks got nothing, and they need inspiration 24 hours a day. That's why I'm here.
Okay, y'all, we're back. Brother Eddie, you with me? Okay, guess not. Brother Kwame, you with me?
Yes, I'm still here, dear.
Okay, great. Okay, we're back. That was Nina Simone, Take Me to the Water. And you had said that you had something that you wanted to share?
Yeah, tomorrow is Earth Day. And there's a lot of events going around. There's one that was what the call was, what I had to switch over to, is because they're putting on a Zoom that they're having a worldwide Zoom call that's going to be about 4 hours and into different universities and places, and people are coming together for this regenerating the earth and getting the earth back in order, helping to get the earth back in order, because we as a people have become out of order. And what I talk about, and I've said it on the show, about the Overground Railroad and what we needing to do is getting out of the cities and then getting back to nature and creating the oasis, because oasis. And Brother Eddie is right on point when he did the show about being about water, because an oasis is vegetation and water. And that vegetation is the earth. Those are the forests. Those are the jungles and the tropical areas. And these spaces hold the energy of our ancestors. That's why I call it an oasis, our ancestors' spirit and service. And how that water holds the memory, and that forest and those areas of oasis are needed to be revisited by us as a people and come out of these concentration or smart cities that they're now converting them into with all the 5G and the technology and the cameras and all the things in it of that pollution, because it's really disconnecting you from this reactivation of us in this new era of the age of Aquarius, this reset that this planet is gone through, but man is trying to create a new techno-spiritual, but we've got to reconnect back to the natural spiritual. And this is what this event is talking to a lot of people around the world, that elders and young people in universities. So it's something that friends have invited me to come and speak with them on. And so I'll send you the information, Brother Eddie, also. But
okay,
I know
great.
That tomorrow is Earth Day, and we have to be mindful of Mother Earth, because we need our mother. She's to supply us what we're needing to sustain this life as elders, as young people, as babies, and those that are still in the womb.
we have to get this regenerative energy back and get out of this toxicity of these cell phone towers and power lines and all of this distortion that they're putting us in.
This is great. What time does it start? You know, what is the timing?
It's from 11 to, I think, about 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And they're going to, yeah, but they're going to be, you know, different panels. And it's the funny thing, and Brother Eddie, you know, it's divine order because the talk that this person and I are supposed to be talking about is water.
Oh, wow.
And that's just the thing, because she called me today and asked me about it because somebody was supposed to be on it and they were sick, and she was like, who could I get? And so it's all in divine order. You know,
yes.
That we're now with Eddie doing this and saying this part about water, because
mm-hmm.
it's so very important about how we get this life-giving force that's here for us, because we are water. And so how do we look at purifying this vessel of water and putting the right things in it and taking it and eliminating it from being so polluted by just walking down the street and all of this negative force that they put around us to connect us, to keep us connected to them. So it's time for us to reactivate and reset, because we are the ones we've been waiting for, and this is the part that they're fearing.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
Brother Eddie, you made it back?
No, not yet. If so, Brother Eddie, press number one, but I don't see him yet. I don't know what happened. Okay. I don't know what happened. Okay, wait a minute. I see a hand up now. Okay, I believe this is him.
Family, I'm here talking my butt off. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now.
I'm talking my butt off, and I pulled myself off mute and didn't recognize that I didn't even push the one. So.
No, so that made you all the way down at the bottom, and I don't see you.
So, yeah, I understand, but... Brother Kwame, and like you said, everything is in divine order, my brother, because she called you, and everything lines up with everything that you said, everything you're doing, and even the date itself, because tomorrow's date is 4/22/2021, which comes to a port.
And the other part...
And you also talked about it would it's about a 4-hour cast. Okay, there's the four. But the key that you also said, dealing with the four, is Earth Day. Earth is 24, day is 7. 24 plus 7 is 31, the 4. So all this dealing with water on tomorrow, the 4, dealing with Earth Day, the 4, is very relevant. And like I said, it's a long time.
Yeah. But what even more so important that it makes it is, it's my son's Earth Day, and he'll be 30. But the other thing was is that, yes, tomorrow will be 4/22, was the day I went into drug and rehab, substance abuse rehab. On that day,
okay.
So it's considered my dry day. So I've been sober and clean for the past 40 years.
Okay. So that's great. That's, like I said, that's wonderful. Last 40 years being four, tomorrow's date being a four, there's that four all around, that four all around water.
Right.
So, yeah. So it's all in divine order, which is what we're trying to get to dealing with this year of the 21 order. Order is 21. So this
but
is the universe. What was that?
I said 2021 is 5, change.
Oh, yeah. Oh, This is what we constantly dealing with, a change. But we, what we want to do is be on top of our change, the changes that starts with that thought. It starts with the food for thought. What food, what rays, what have we learned that we're putting in the brain? See?
Yeah.
And what are we really giving? Because, again, dealing with that four, that water that we're going through, that so-called Armageddon being the last, which is no more than learning in and of itself. That four is no more than the fight that we've been talking about. That four being the fight, that revolution. Revolution is the four. That's part of the fight of the water that either flows or crashes. Be water, my family. When water is put into a cup, it becomes the cup. When it's put into the bottle, it becomes the bottle. When it's put into a teapot, it becomes the teapot because it adapts. Be water, family. What we are already. We already are.
Yeah. But that real ID that you were talking about, due to the circumstances resulting from COVID-19 pandemic, they, Homeland Security, extended the real ID enforcement deadline until October the 1st.
Well, for me, that was always, I always looked at that deadline because that's 1-1. October 1st, 1-1, that's that 11.
Right.
So I always looked at that. From last year when they mentioned that, dealing with the real ID, and then shifted to this year for the real ID, that was my basic starting point on where everything was really going to start to jump off.
Right.
Just like dealing with George Floyd, within George Floyd, I saw the other words of May Day, which is May 1st. So for me,
right,
I'm looking not the distraction of George Floyd, but on that ritual date of May Day, again, 9/11, dealing with that new change of time with George Floyd, which is emergency number, as Sister Antoinette said. Well, May Day is emergency dealing with the military.
Right.
This is all military,
yeah,
that we're dealing with. With all this technology and everything that we're getting is no more than military residue, military shit that they finished playing with, and now they're giving it to the public.
Right, but so, the other thing that they're saying, his sentencing won't be until 2 months from now, right? So 2 months from April, May, June, and they convicted him on April 20th. So if they do that in 2 months, they will either do his sentencing on Juneteenth or thereafter.
I'm on another. My bad. I'm on something different. Dealing with May 1st, dealing with the numbers and everything. And dealing with the five that we talking about, dealing with May and being that five. But it's just like getting back to the five that I didn't get on, dealing with water is no more than another substance they call is fluid or liquid, but let's use fluid because fluid is 23, which is five. And we know within that fluid that they're using, they call it a vaccine. Vaccine is a five. Within the vaccine, it's nanotechnology. Nano is five, but let's make it plain. The nano comes from alien technology. Alien is five. Technology is no more than what they're using now, trying to interrupt the frequency of the sound coming from nature. As you put,
right,
the nature, but that's what technology being one, frequency is one, sound is one. That's what this alien nanotechnology, because again, what is it meant to do? It's geared to change contains, as you said, being that five, your body, I'm sorry, using the word with the number, your temple, which is five, and your brain, which is five. That's what the alien nanotechnology is doing. And we're looking at the end of the day, it's causing five called death. So again, for Sister Antoinette, for you and others, if you truly believe in Jesus Christ is five. I don't need no vaccine. Just like Armageddon is four, I believe in God. I don't need no damn shot. I believe in the spirit.
I'm not getting the vaccine.
Oh yeah, this is what I'm saying.
They can have that.
I'm just saying, using that word of five, we all can use this when we see it and what we believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. The number is right there. We just have to find it. We don't take time to find. Find is seven. That's your journey. Journey is seven, to find what it is you're supposed to find, to figure this shit out. Figure is seven. That's why I just give my side, my part of these numbers of my gift that I give away. Other people and people constantly telling me, man, you could pay. You can get paid doing this. You just giving. This is a gift. The hell I'm trying to get paid for something to send me that's God, that's the God that's in me is the, for Kwame, your words is beautiful, overstanding. It's the overstanding. That's the four. For me, the same number, different word, is understanding. Same thing. It's the four. It's the solution. The understanding, overstanding within you is the solution. You have the message. It's your story coming from your wisdom, because it comes from your experience. That's your lesson to share. It's all the four. But again, yes. See, and right now I like to slow down and make a toast. See, because we going to drink this fluid being five, toast is a five. But that toast of fluid that we going to get into is spiritual. See, because the five is a thought, but the spiritual to the five of the toast is rituals. Rituals is a five. We toast the ritual of thought to the ancestors, family, giving them respect and honor. So in that toast of this ritual, we all have that same thought of giving honor and gratitude to the ancestors for their direction and guidance. But in actuality, that five of a toast should be that of everybody toasting to a same or similar thought, being on that same frequency. So, yeah, it's a spiritual now. Toast.
Right. But
of what we're doing,
brother,
we're giving. Uh-huh.
The people, I mean, anybody online want to hear about this extraterrestrial dust, you can go on BroBible, BroBible.com, and all it's talking about is the Earth is getting 11,464,000 pounds heavier this year, each year, thanks to the extraterrestrial dust, that this is the micro dust that's coming, and we're getting, it's adding to the Earth from space, 5,732 tons weight to the Earth. So that's what I'm talking about. We're getting this new covering on the Earth, plus this water is being released. I don't know. I haven't even done the science on how much water is being released from the Arctic and the Antarctic melting at the rate it's melting. But all of this is giving us a new energy on the earth, on the planet Earth. And so this is what I'm saying, that tomorrow is Earth Day. The Earth is getting new Earth added to it each year.
That's it. I think, as I mentioned earlier, that particular phrase quoted from Parliament, you have overcome, for I am here. I am is no more than Aquarius. Aquarius is here. We're in the age of Aquarius. I am Aquarius, or I am is Aquarius. That's the conscious mind that we are entertaining today, more and more consciousness. Some refer to it as a higher consciousness. Higher is seven, and consciousness is seven. Seven plus seven, we got that 14, which gives us that five to that five. So, yeah, I resonate with people who are on a higher consciousness when I hear it in the words that they use in conversation. See, because again, that's my magic. That's my part. That's my peace. And I can give it away, and nobody will ever be able to see it the way I see it, because, again, we all have angles that we see what we're supposed to see. That's why I see a seven. That's part of your conscious journey to see what it is you're supposed to see. You're supposed to witness. Witness is seven. You're your own witness, because there's things you will always see that nobody else will ever see. Nobody else ever knows. This is why you choose to share what it is you witness, what it is you see along your journey with those on a similar path. But for me, these are the conversations that I entertain. I can't determine anything for anybody else, because my conversation is my consciousness of dealing with my journey, of my intention, all seven. What is your intention? What is your conversation? I can hear your conviction in your conversation that lets me know where the importance is in the conversation of a person that's being talked to. That's part of their journey. Some people repeat the same thing over and over and over and over again. And that's what's important to them. Sometimes without realizing, but sometimes because they're in that bio loop, that do loop, that circle. Circle being a five. But we learn, which is five, how to get out of that circle. Five. Throughout our own personal journey and experiences. And at times we can conversate and commute with others who have been on a similar path, who can give us information to help us along our journey. And it's only to enhance where we are with what we have. So for me, that's what I'm doing. Not speaking for anybody else, but again, hoping that what I give is enough to inspire and motivate. And for me, I feel it's enough if I got one person listening. I know I'm doing what I should be doing, you know, because at the end of the day, I don't want to waste my time, and definitely I don't want to waste the family's time. But again, the family, as I already know, and they know themselves, if it was something they didn't want to hear, they will turn off and tune out. Understandable. I would do the same thing. But in saying that, something. Go ahead. You got something to say, Sister Antoinette?
No, I was agreeing with you that that is true. That
mm-hmm.
they didn't want to hear, they would, you know, they would leave. And
yeah.
so with that, you know, if anybody has a question or a comment, if you press the number one, we will open up your lines.
And with that being said, real quick, Brother Kwame, if you didn't have anything else to add, I wanted to do something that we haven't did, we didn't do last week.
No, I'm good because I'm reading some stuff, so go ahead.
Okay. Well, what I want to do with the family that we didn't do last week that we had been doing the previous several weeks was to do our deep breathing.
Mm.
And I want to use this time now to do that so we could all just exhale from today and knowing that this is the middle of the week, the connection of going down the other side, hump day, you know, so we've made it to the peak, we've made it to the top. So let's exhale that stress from the week to deal with the remaining days of the week. So with that, and again, along with this, while we're going through our breathing, deep breathing, we're going to go through some positive attitude thinking to help basically use this to help us keep a positive mind. Thinking properly, whatever proper is to you, seeing that proper is five. So proper is your thought, your interpretation, as everything is. So we'll start off again where sit down, sit back, get comfortable. Make sure that you are relaxed, but you are in a erect position if you're sitting so that your spine is straight or you're laying on something, a hard surface or a surface that your spine, again, is straight. So, again, we start with our deep breathing, and we start again inhaling slowly through the nostrils, exhaling through the nostrils or your mouth. As you are continuing to inhale and exhale, you start at the bottom of your feet with your toes, relaxing your toes. As you continue breathing, you relax your feet. From your feet, you feel the energy going up to your ankles. As you constantly and continue to inhale and exhale from your ankles, they go up your legs and your calf. From your legs, they reach your knees. Still relaxing every part as you go up. From your knees, your thighs. Once you hit your thighs, take a deeper breath. When you inhale and exhale, noting that your hips are the biggest joint in your body, and you relax. your hips. From your hips, you go to your abdomen or your stomach. You relax your stomach as you go up to relax your chest. From your chest, you roll out to your shoulders. I pause for a second because from your chest, you should have went to your phalanges, your fingers. And from your fingers, your hands. And from your hands, your wrists. From your wrists, your forearms. From your forearms, your elbows. From your elbows, your arms. And from your arms, your shoulders. Once you get to your shoulders, feel the energy going up your neck. And all that energy now rises to your head. And from your head, all that energy is released. And it's also energy being received from your hair. Because your hair is the antenna. To our environment. To our earth. Continue breathing. And as you breathe, we're going to go through the positive attitude to keep you in a positive mind. Number one is what we're doing already, meditation, using deep breathing to relax. So meditation. Two is to treat yourself to self-care and love. Pamper yourself if need be. Find time throughout a day to care and pamper yourself. Number three, journal your journey. Start a gratitude journal to put down the important things that occur to you every day, the lessons learned, that we can go back and see the growth from day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. Journal your journey. Four, get up every morning reinforcing positive energy and thoughts. Change that negative thought. Rearrange that dream that you might have had to see whatever that might have transpired that was negative, seeing the positive, because a positive mind is having an optimistic mind, not a pessimistic mind. Five. And I left for the five, this one, because this is what we really must practice. Avoid spreading gossip, hearsay, and rumors, family. Look at all those rumors around me every day. I need a time, some time to get away from the rumors.
But if you want to gossip, it's not a rumor, family. If it's something that you saw that you vibe with, look it up before you pass it on to see if it's even worth what it pulled you into before you just sent the link off to someone else. Six. This is important. Laugh at yourself. Just laugh. If it's not at yourself, laugh sometimes, family. Laugh. Tell a joke. Listen to a joke. Hell, just smile, if nothing else. Seven. When you take a break, make sure you take a real break so you can exhale. So you can re-energize, you can reboot, you can reprogram your conscious mind. Eight, have something good to look forward to every day. If it's your children, if it's movies that you are into, if it's the company that gives conversation that deals with your journey with family members, whatever it is that brings you joy that you look forward to. These things, again, are positive that keeps you, even if things don't turn out. Knowing how life is, you still had that energy to draw on that you were going to do. That when something came up that you needed to do, you still had that good vibration that you still kept going. Nine. Start to focus on long-term goals, not just short-term goals. Because we all prepare for tonight and tomorrow and next week. But what about next month, next year, or the next couple of years? And last but not least, listen to music, family, which is a connection. Music that inspires and motivates you. Music that matches your energy, your nature, uplifts your mood. Because a proper attitude renders any mood possible. Any negative mood that you might have, it renders it possible. Because possible is 431. It's the water that we've been speaking of this evening, the four. So with that, family, we can come out of our deep breathing. We can come out of whatever was said, put you into, that you can come out or bring out, if not in word, in your own thought. And hopefully one of these positive attributes has touched you, if not all of them, along with those that you already have within you. But I feel that a lot of these that I mentioned, we already are resonating on these positive
attributes that we use, but not, I would say, on a daily basis of using those and even more. Because, yeah, it's just a list that we go along with. But again, something might happen and one of the things on the list might not happen. And you go on to the next thing. If this is the time that you use to treat yourself, because the time for meditation wasn't that time, you either put it to the back burner and you go to the next one. Treating yourself, writing in your journal, because you've already in the morning got up and reinforced your positive energy and thinking. Throughout your day, you're avoiding gossip, hearsay, and rumors. Throughout the day, you find time and you laugh, hear a joke or tell a joke, and smile instead of frown. If I'm smiling, even if I'm forcing a smile, that energy that it's taking me to force that smile is taking the energy away from the negative thinking of me making myself smile. And when I think about me making myself smile for no reason, it's going to make me laugh, which again is positive energy being generated that we control. All of these are solutions that we can do to offset all of this negative forces that are around us. We have it. We are all of that. I've said we've heard for so long, and let me say we've heard before I say it, because I've only said it because we've heard it. And that's, it's up to us to fix us. But how long? How long are we are going to wait on ourselves to do what we have said that we're here to do, to fix ourselves? Because when we look at those numbers, not just the words, fix ourselves. Well, this was implanted even in the Constitution, the numbers, not the word, but seeing the numbers, you will be able, or for me, I'm able to tie them into what's happening here and now. Three-fifths being in the conversation, we've talked about it before. We'll always talk about it, but three-fifths. That's the number that a lot of us claim when we talk about those numbers, not in the terms that they gave us. We use the words to replace the numbers three, five, three-fifths. Well, three is copper and five is color. So for me, I claim the energy of what they put in front of us, I claim it and see the words for me that I am supposed to see. Because, again, as I'm saying, for the numbers and words, we are supposed to see something different. But this is why different numbers stick with me, because I go all the way back in history and apply it to all of that. But, again, let's bring it on home. Copper color, 3-5. It's no more than what we just said, fix us. Fix is five and us is three. 3-5, 5-3. Fix is five. I think I said six. I'm moving too fast. Anyway, the fix us is no more than change words. Change is five, words is three. This is what we're talking about now, even in the etymology of these words
and the meaning and definitions become our reality in the way we describe and define them to give a different view, a different look. Fix us, copper color, change words is no more than the big deal. And I think we was on Let's Make a Deal, looking at the big deal. And as Parliament said, would you trade your thought for what's behind the third door? The big deal. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. So why in the hell am I going to trade my thought for anything being a big deal when either way I ain't going to win? Heads, I win. Tails, you lose. So whatever side you choose, if it's heads, I win. If you use tails, you lose. It's a no-win scenario. So why would I trade my thought? Thank you, George.
Yeah.
But again, this is the way we fix us, because again, that fix us, that change words, that big deal, that copper color is no more than your thoughts and memories. We've been talking about how the water deals with the memories.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of the change to fix the thought. The thought reveal. And what is revealed comes a lot from the elder or the ancestor. Ancestor is three, elder is three. Reveal is the five and the three and the five. Parliament uses flashlight. Right here we could use rays, flash, the flash of rays of the sun. So all of these ways, also our brain connection, brain being five, connection being three. These are just different words with the same number of three and five that we could use, because at the end of the day, that three and five is no more than cause and effect. So for me, I love it, because copper color are the cause and effect of everything that that's going on the planet today. And when we understand our power of that three and five, that cause and effect, that fix us, that change in words, we know that we have them on their chessboard with checkmate. Check is three and mate is five. Copper color. Knowing our power, we already got them in checkmate. But if we don't know this and how to connect this, and I'm only connecting it my way, I see it, and it makes sense. This is why sense is five. All of the research and investigating that is done is given through you, family. Thank you. This is why I live vicariously, because I get the facts. Facts is five. Parallels with the sense of the code of the numbers that are being, oh, family, this is beautiful. I love it. Like I said, I'm using everything of everybody's the way we all supposed to do to help me along my journey, but still give back what it is that I can give to help others who are resonating, vibrating on this frequency. Everybody in. I ain't got nothing to do with that part of it, but I'm giving everything I supposed to give the way we all are in our own way. But yeah, I'm not 3-5. I'm not checkmate. I'm not cause and effect, damn it. I'm here to fix us with the big deal. For carpet color people, that's being revealed from our ancestor. All of the information that we have forgotten. So it's just, for me to just see what's being talked about with the numbers behind what's being said and to connect the different pieces that everybody brings is beautiful for me, but to explain it so that others could use what I'm able to see for their own benefit and own enhancement is hard. And that's, again, my cross, my lesson that I must learn, because that's all the cross is the four, getting back to the four, 22, cross. Lesson 22. So, yes, I understand mine by what I've been, the mission and task that I've been given that I love and enjoy. So I know the family feels that vibration that I give through what I give with the numbers and the words. And this is why I know that that time and space shared with us is dealing with that, because, again, being humble, which being, again, that four, giving all of this to the universe and God in what I inhale and exhale. Well, universe and God, universe to God four, inhale two, exhale four, for me is the number two and the letter four. I make this everything that I do, that I breathe. I'm able to see it and explain it. So for me, there's no argument to be made, because, again, English ain't mine, and the number system ain't. But to see this as we all can in our own way, to use it the way it's meant to be used for us in our journey in life, and again, use it or leave it alone. Because, again, if it's not for you, it's not for you, and that's okay too. The key is to have something, and for me, if you do, share what it is that you have that can possibly help others along their journey, especially when it takes away from nothing that you do, unless we're one of those who are thinking that somebody's going to use what they're giving away for money and some way they can find it. If so, let it be. You know, I've had so many people ask me about the lottery, and people even use this system using the lottery and win. I don't ask anything as far as any financial gratuities from them for that. No, that's your journey, baby. I chose not to go there because the spirit didn't take me there. But if whatever it is for you, and if it's useful for you for that, do it, please. No. Just like, yeah, I went to Vegas and people was asking me, was I going to gamble? Yes, I gamble. I gamble on my game. Game is five. See? I don't play the house's games on nothing. See, that way, there's no way I lose. There's no way you lose when you on your own game, your own thoughts, your own interpretation. See, even when you're playing somebody's game, you know if somebody's throwing you off your game. When you have your routine, your journey, your routine is your seven, your journey. And we're so wrapped up sometimes, we somewhat get pushed off of our routine because we get interested, infatuated, or just intrigued by the new, which there's nothing wrong with, but again, understanding that once the newness calms down or returns back, we get back because we start to see things that we start to push aside, leave out, because again, we enhance with the new. The new should never take over, just like the new being the one, which is the technology, and this is what they're using, new technology to take over. That's why we stay on our own frequency. Our own vibration, our own beat, our own word. This is why that beat, that vibration, that word is fine. And this is why, again, when I breathe, the inhale and the exhale, the two and the four, 24 hours a day, of the number and the letter of the word, because number two, word six, I'm sorry, letter six. Letter four. Oh, number two, letter four. Two plus four is six. Six is the word. So this is what we're all dealing with constantly, is that word, even with the 6 feet of separation and, again, dealing with the word and the way it's been given that, again, is changing through the occult language of English to keep us in the confusion of a psychological state of fear from recycling that circle, recycling the same nonsense over and over again. And my phone just flashed for a reason at my time 10:03, which is a 4. At your time, it'll be 11:03, which is the 5. And we have forgotten to mention the number for the family who might have been listening by the internet and didn't call in before that 10 o'clock hour. So
yeah, we have callers on the line. If anybody, I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, if anybody has a question or a comment, and you want to make your question or comment, then please do so. I mean, if not, Brother Eddie, I mean, if you want, we can go to bed early tonight.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll do that because...
But I do have a question for you, though, a request.
Sure.
I have a request.
Go ahead.
Can you make an MP3 of you taking us into meditation?
I'll work on that. I don't know how, but again, I got a daughter, and you seen my daughter on the little cooking show. She's a little weird kid, and I got a grandson who's 17. So if she don't, he does. So we'll get it done, and yeah, I'll get that. I'll work on that.
I think that'd be really good because. So you can lead us through it even when you're not with us, you're still with us.
Right. That's, like I said, that's great. That's great. And even with that and doing that, I was thinking about it. I wasn't ready. I wanted to have some nice mellow jazz in the background to be playing as we went through our meditation, which is always good to have that, like I said, that inspirational and motivational music that's uplifting, that, you know,
even for those who might not be familiar and aware of jazz, will still find the music in and of itself soothing and relaxing. So, I will work on that, and thank you for that input and idea.
Thank you for considering it, because I'm looking forward to it.
No problem. But, yeah, like you said, with that sense, people are listening, and they're quiet and content. That's cool, no problem. That means that hopefully that means that they were taking notes and writing things down, because, again, we can't remain complacent on thinking that even this show be the last show. It's not good to think about, but we have to think in that manner at times with the way things are happening, because, again, they shutting people down and turning people off. And, again, that's what this vaccine is all about. If you're speaking anything contrary to what they're trying to push, because that's why push is 21, which is 3, and shot is 21. This is why they're trying to push this damn shot. So, that's it. That's the kill. That's why kill is 3.
Yeah.
Sacrifice is 3. They're going to try to kill or sacrifice us. So, yeah, we better wake up.
Yeah.
So,
and I think
another
comment that sent me where with the vaccine. Oh, it was with Gates. I believe it was Gates. Where the colors in the background when he was talking about the vaccine and the DNA and how it was red, black, and green. No, Sean, it's the color for us.
Yeah, well,
really has to be.
That's it. Yeah. That 5,
well,
that
Brother
20.
Eddie,
yes, sir.
Yeah, I want to thank you, man, for putting on water, because I told you, I just said I was researching because I started questioning about water. And I know Emoto did some things with water, but I researched, and there were some scientists before him that are homeopaths that supported, you know, the molecules of water having memory. But what they came to find out with it is that water has a DNA teleportation that it deals with the part of electrons in the water that it has. A German and Russian scientist was studying the behavior of water, and this came to the results that when water is even polluted and we run it through our filtration system and clean it as we think we're cleaning it, the water still holds the memory of what you polluted it with. That means is that when you recycling water as they do, but when this is why I'm saying, this is why we have the glaciers, which has a pure water, and that water is not being contaminated by the pollutions. And what we're seeing is that in that water being released now at this time, from because you look at the ocean is 70% salt water, but you got glaciers, then you have like Mount Rainier has glaciers on it. You have glaciers in different parts of the world that hold that ice, but is released at certain climates in order to release a pure water to help with the water that is being polluted. And so this is what we're looking at. You got underground aquifers. You have the glaciers that are melting and running into lakes. And like in Taos, New Mexico, they have glaciers on top of some of those snow-capped mountains, and that water runs down, and those people are still using the water that comes off the mountain, and it's not contaminated as bad as we're looking at our tap water, like we're talking about that's happening in Detroit, I mean up in Michigan, Flint.
Yeah.
Because when you put that in water. And the other thing that happens was there's one thing that they found out with researching water about the filtration and the pollution of water. There's one thing that they can't remove totally out of water, even when they filtrate it. You know what that is?
The memory?
No, it's toilet paper, because toilet paper is made from wood.
Oh, okay.
Tiny microscopic particles of toilet paper are still in water.
Oh, so Brother Kwame. Wait a minute. So when I buy water, are you telling me that it still has toilet paper in it?
It's according on where the water comes from. It's just like running water from your tap that comes through the filtration system of that they found in water coming from tap water still has particles of microscopic particles of toilet paper because it's wood fiber. But what you talk, that's why they talk about artesian water, water that's come from glaciers. Okay, mountain valley water that comes out of Hot Springs, Arkansas, it's pure silica that comes out of the earth, and they bottle it out of the earth. This is why people are buying land and owning mineral rights in Arkansas, because there's an underground aquifer of pure water that comes out of the ground every day at 1.5 million gallons a day. A million and a half gallons of water. That's why Hot Springs got to be so popular, because the indigenous people used to come there and it was a neutral ground where they could bring their sick. This is why they built the bathhouses in Hot Springs, because that water, even a tuberculosis center is built that was there. And these waters were healing waters because they have so much mineral content coming out of the earth. Plus, it's silica, and that's what makes the largest one bed of pure clear quartz crystal is there in Hot Springs, all the way from Little Rock all the way back up almost to Oklahoma border. It has the world's largest one bed of clear quartz crystal.
Oh, wow.
So water, this is what I'm talking about. I'm glad Eddie brought this up about water and tomorrow's Earth Day, so everything is in divine order, because we're getting that 11 million pounds of micrometeorite dust that's coming from the galaxies and particles of meteors that are still frozen in the ice. So we're having all of this space dust or this extraterrestrial dust that is covering the Earth every year along with the water that's being released. So the Earth is being, on its own, it's being replenished. Nature and the cosmos is replenishing the Earth, even though they're doing what they're doing, intoxifying the people.
Yeah, that's... yeah, we talk about what these criminals are doing to poison the people with all their tactics of depopulation. Depopulation is 41, which is a 5, but you touched on the water in Flint dealing with Michigan, and I meant to bring that up earlier when Sister Antoinette was talking about the water last week dealing with the Bermuda Triangle and the Michigan Triangle.
Yeah.
Well, seeing that both the Michigan Triangle and the Bermuda Triangle deals with aircrafts being on or over a body of water that seems to have open parallels or open portals, I'm sorry. And this is why open being 2 and portal is 2, that's the 4 that the water brings about dealing with these particular grids and frequencies and ley lines that the Bermuda and Michigan Triangle are on, staying on the four on the experiment. Well, we saw earlier again bringing up the four with Texas. Texas was no more than an experiment. Experiment is four, Texas is four. What did they experiment with? The snow. Snow is four. And then
weather,
they had
yeah.
their problem with water. Water, again, there's the four. 22, water, that's four. And extravagant electricity bills and electricity problems, where electricity is 49, which is another four. So I meant to bring that up earlier, dealing with connecting the four with the Bermuda and Michigan Triangle and Texas, along with their little pitiful experiments that they constantly use us for, as the 5-4, we call it metaphysics, but they call the 5-4 the lab rat. Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
The lab rat.
Thank you.
Lab is five and rat is four. That's what we are in this experiment, no more than a lab rat.
Yeah.
So.
Now, Brother Eddie, that's for y'all to have snow next week. Well, I know for us,
yeah,
I think it's next week.
They had
snow
yesterday.
April.
We had snow yesterday here, but luckily we got dusting, if that, in my area, but other people here got a nice little amount during the morning, but by afternoon it had melted.
It's
so
well,
anything that we might possibly get, I feel that by the afternoon it will melt, you know, because we get some cold nights, and they're telling people now who happen to have planted their gardens already that we're going through freeze warnings for those who planted. So, you know, hopefully they can bring them in, or they got them in a little greenhouse out there or something, you know.
Yeah, or cover them, you know, make sure that you cover them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't, here in Chicago.
Maybe that's the reason why I haven't started mine yet.
Yeah, we can't depend on that craziness with the weather here and in other regions of the Midwest with this crazy weather. So, yeah, for those of us who are plant lovers and who are out in nature, watch your plants if you know, put them outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You okay, Brother Pond?
No, that was me coughing. That was me.
Oh,
I'm
you
right.
Okay, Brother Adam?
Oh yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. But
okay, good.
Yeah. See, something stinking.
See,
I won't smell.
Right, but what we're discussing is that with Eddie bringing the thing about water, is because what we're looking at, what is leading to the human consciousness in this shift of the I am, because these molecules and things that are in the water, plus now are being contaminated by the frequencies, like you're saying. Okay, we have the natural frequency like Bermuda Triangle, Michigan Triangle, the Ring of Fire, you know, those portals and grids, even there in the Grand Canyon. There's certain portals and places that are high with earth energy and the electromagnetic field there, because a lot of that is iron. That's why you see all of those rocks and everything there is so red. It's got great deposits of iron in it. But what we're seeing with the molecules and the structuring of the water, and see, this is the part of what we have, is water has to have structure. This is why in water running over rocks, it purifies itself. And it runs it purifies. You can, water running over, running streams with a lot of rocks and gravel in it, that water is purified because it's running over that energy and it's clearing, you know, that water. And so that's why you see like waterfalls, or you see, you know, rapids or fast running water, it's that mm-hmm. water is being pushed, because at that speed you do it. Just like if you flush the toilet in Delaware and you flush the toilet in Brazil, the water goes down, spins to the right, and then when you go down there and you flush the toilet in Brazil, the water spins the opposite way because of gravitational pull.
I just want to add this to it for you, Sister Antoinette. Biblically,
yes.
Look at what he's saying with the water purifying the rock. It's the same story when we look at it, when you look at the baptism. Why do you think you get baptized?
Okay.
Because it's purification of the water.
Yeah.
Right.
Just another story.
The baptism is a thing that it's just like ocean. People are drawn to the ocean water and love being around the ocean because that is the water, the embryonic fluid and the ocean are the same water. They're both salt
mm-hmm.
water. Fresh water
is,
yeah, right. And so the baptism is combining your water with the water, because I have water that I got from the Nile River. A friend of mine
mm-hmm.
brought me back some water from the Nile River. I can take one drop and drop it into a glass of water here, and I make that water that I drop, that one drop becomes the same as the water in the Nile.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
One drop of water, you know, can connect you to all the waters of the earth. This is why they had a thing where once they were having people collect water from different places, because if I take the Mississippi water, and this is why it's so important about why all of that event took place in Minnesota, because the main river that runs through this country starts in Minnesota. Water in that lake forms and runs and becomes the Mississippi River that runs through this country, through this Turtle Island. It's very important. So if you have an event of magnitude it did when George Floyd was killed and the things went on, that energy transferred to that water body and went down. But even in the courthouse where they had the trial, there's a marble
yeah.
statue in that courthouse. It's called the Father of Water.
Oh, wow. So what does that mean?
It means that they're looking at the masculine entity, saying that in indigenous teachings, water is always represented as woman. There they have the statue saying it's represented as man, the father of water.
Okay, but can that be? I mean, can men be the father of water?
No, because men are water, but the water of what we are is from the woman.
From the woman.
Yeah.
That's why, again, all the stories, again, deal with their story of being a patriarch or patriarch, the man in the moon, you know, knowing
yes.
that the moon deals with the woman cycle. The man Aquaman
and
all of those kings and rulers of the sea are all men. Again, these are their stories of how they want us to see their nonsense.
Yeah, but they call Father Son and Mother Moon. Grandfather Son and Grandmother Moon. Because the moon moves all the tides and waters, even in the human. She is in control of water.
Oh, yeah, this is what I'm saying, but we hear the saying, the man in the moon, not the woman in the moon.
Yeah.
See, they always
right,
put the man in the woman's place. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but you're right. But that's I'm agreeing
right.
with you.
Right.
Oh, well, now, all right, let me ask you, now, the people that die in the water, what's left of them there?
I mean, I don't know if I'm saying
that
right, but
their particles will stay in that. They said that the energy of those people that were lost in the trade that went into the ocean, their cells and their whole micro will stay in that water for thousands of years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Those are some of the ancestral memories that we're getting today.
Right. Yep. Right, because that's why, what did Marcus Garvey say? I will return in the whirlwinds, because you look at the energy that comes off the coast of Africa in the Bermonts, will come off, hit, I can't think of that island right off the coast of, and then they hit that island, go into the ocean, and here comes up a hurricane. It's the energy that comes off that island creates the whirlwinds that follow the course of the ocean travel, because you can put a log in the water off the coast of Africa. It will float in the current. And float in the currents, come right over here to the West Indies, go up and come right up the coast of North America, go back around, and then come back down to Africa where you put it in the water, because that's how the currents flow in a certain time of the year.
Oh, wow. Now, the other question I wanted to ask you is, can we talk to the water?
For yes.
Be what it's supposed to be. So, you know,
right.
It can become pure again. Can we talk to it?
Right. You can put love, because that's how Emoto showed you when he took a glass of water and he spoke love into the water, and then he froze the drop of it, and it formed perfect snowflake crystals in the sacred geometry. He put hate on the water, and the water was defracted. It was a messed up snowflake, because the water holds the memory of what you speak into it. So this is why, if you watch The Secret, the lady was in the tub and she was writing love and she was writing all the positive words on it, because your body is water and it holds memory. So if you put that on your body, this is why people are doing kind of this thing with tattoos. And
yeah.
If they're putting symbols and words and things on their body, it's because that, in essence, is running through their body when they put those labels on themselves.
I don't understand that. I'm sorry, Brother Kwame. I don't get that one.
Okay, what you're doing, if you put, men always put, I love my wife. And you put that on the heart, on your shoulder, like men used to get tattoos in the Navy and stuff like that, get these tattoos. That means that your body's water will constantly have that circulating, because you got it imprinted on your skin.
Oh, okay.
It holds the memory of what you have on your skin.
Can I just add to it real quick to just – hopefully clarified and make it simple. Simple being four. Again, water is four. You ask very plainly, can I talk to water? Well, talk is four.
Yeah.
Speaking is four. Of course, the numbers let you know what you can do. It's the same number, different words. So, when you talk, four, I can talk to water. Water is four. This is why the water hears what you're saying, and it changes with the frequency of the good or the bad and what you're telling it. To come out with that geometrical frequency of snow, or that snowflake that's all deformed and this, that, and the other, as Kwame spoke about. So,
Right. Okay, here's one that you do. What do you do when you sit down at the table with a plate of food that you didn't cook and brought it out of the kitchen? What's the first thing you do?
I bless it.
There you go. You talk into that water that's in that food.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Your energy, your intent, that's like understanding for me. Like you said, you bless it. We're blessing.
Yeah.
It's 34, which is a 7. Blessing comes from your intention. Intention is 7.
Right.
This is why you're blessing your food with your conscious thought.
But what we, yeah, but what
coming
we,
through your words.
We, yeah, but we once upon a time didn't say blessing our food. We say grace.
Yeah, giving grace, yes.
You give grace to the food because when you say blessing, you're saying be blessing the food. Be less of what you're supposed to be for my energy, my replenishment, my whatever. You're saying be less.
But again, see, that's the thematics of etymology. That's the way you say it. I'm cool with that. But again, for me, it's numbers. Because bless comes to 21. Grace comes to 21. Potatoes for tacos.
Okay.
Come on. I'm looking at the number, baby.
See? All right, what does less come to?
What does less come to? 19, the one.
Okay.
How do you see yourself as the one being wrong? Because wrong is one. Wrong is is technology. Technology is one.
Right.
So, again, you find, like I do, I find where the numbers lead me. And I'm looking for the good word. Because we got enough bad, negative shit all around us. So I ain't looking because
yes.
I size everything. So I ain't trying to find because I see the negative every damn where. I'm trying to give the good word.
Right, because the reason I learned that about that is because when you go and you take communion in the Catholic Church, you kneel down in front of the priest, open your mouth, he put the wafer in it, he makes the sign of the cross and said, bless you, my child. Bless you, my child.
That's why I don't go to no damn building called the church. I am the church, so no. That's why I never got into none of the nonsense. See?
Yeah.
Again, that's following somebody else's story. They way never have, never will do that.
Right.
I don't even endorse it. That's why I don't conversate about the be less. It ain't about. That's why words come to 3. Bless come to 3. I'm blessing with the words, baby, not with, you know, that's why this is my journey, my way, your way, way. My is 3. I understand. I get it. I take from it. I take from all of us. But I make
right.
sure when I turn it around and bring it out, I'm giving the positive. Because like I said, we give negative all the time. We hear it everywhere. News, social media, people. So, damn, I want to be on the other side of that coin of
right,
giving the positive.
Because you said at the beginning of the show, as what I say, in the word truth is only one vowel.
That's it.
Yep.
You. You comes to 6.
Yes.
Your comes to 6. Your truth. That's why it's you. That vowel. That's 6. It's your truth.
Right.
I love it.
Anyway, I gotta call this person back because it's getting late and we're going to carry over.
Okay,
so
man.
Yeah,
peace and love, Kwame.
Well, thank
you, Kwame.
Hey, thank us. Love us.
Yes, thank you.
All
thank
the
you,
way.
Love
always.
You.
All right.
Yes. Okay,
all right,
brother,
then, sister Antoinette. Yeah, that seems to be it. So that was good. We closed out nicely.
Yep.
And
yep.
Hopefully.
Everybody for being here. You know, well, we're going to close out. So any questions or anything that you have, if you don't put your hand up now, then we'll see you next time.
And I want to say, too, before you close out, put your energy,
okay.
vibrations, and good thoughts up to Brother Ray, who's in the hospital, to give
yes.
him the energy that's needed to overcome
yes.
whatever ailment he's going through. So
yeah, he
definitely want to keep him.
He fell at the beach. He fell at the beach.
Okay. He fell at the beach. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Yeah, he was sitting on a wall.
Okay. Okay.
So, again, we still want to keep him uplifted along with Mother AZ. You know?
Yes.
Keep her in our prayers and our energy of vibration of healing and power.
Yes.
So, again, family, with that being said, until next week, same time, same channel, same space. Spaces and places.
And you know what I was going to say?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Ed, same bat channel, same thing.
I was about to go there, but I left it alone. So, you know, it's our memories. Just like this. Let me ask this question that just came to mind since you said that. Do you remember what was the symbol, and family, think about this, what was the symbol for number, for the number, what was the symbol?
See, I don't know how you call, what is the, was the pound sign now?
Okay.
No, like
exactly.
Square, but the,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's the pound sign, pound sign, or what they call now hashtag. When you see that symbol of hashtag, that's the symbol, the pound symbol, or the symbol that represents number. Why have they changed that and people don't even think of it today? But that was just the question.
Why did they do that?
Hey, we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, you're gonna make me wait a week to find that out.
Yeah, that's how you keep people coming back. They want to know what was it about that that he was talking about. So yeah, we'll do that
Brother,
next week.
That's a teaser. That's not right.
Well,
that's
again,
not right.
All you have to do, if you can't wait, you got my number, so you can call, and you know, so it ain't never that. So it's again. We'll keep the family guessing and not really guessing. They'll come up with it because they know it. So, yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay, Brother Eddie's done. Brother Eddie's assigned us homework. These are things to make you think. Who said that? These are things to make you think.
That's what we're supposed to do, make one another think. That's the key.
Yeah, but it was somebody, that's their key phrase. These are things that, no, is that Dan Conway? Dan Conway, whatever his name is.
I'm not sure.
The one, yeah,
if
these
it
are
ain't,
things
if
to make.
If Parliament, I don't know.
Okay. All right, y'all. Well, Brother Eddie done left us an assignment. We got to try to research that to find out why did they change it. Or add that to it. Okay, Brother Eddie, does it have to do with money? Or to make you look? See, you're making me think
everything,
now.
Yeah, well, everything at the end of the day in this society deals with money in one form or another.
Yeah.
But that's why money is two. That's your mind. That's the universe. That's what you believe. That's the illusion that some of us chase.
True.
You know? So, again, it's all connected. Because in that statement, be water itself comes to a two.
Okay. You know what? I didn't read this, so let me read this really quick. Y'all heard the statement that the quote that Bruce Lee made, and I was trying to find the meaning of what he was saying. And it has, Bruce Lee said to empty your mind and explain that a person should be formless like water. Lee said that because water has no shape, it becomes whatever it is poured into, whether it be a cup, a bottle, or a teapot. Lee went on to say water can flow or it can crash. So that was the explanation for his quote.
Mm-hmm. That's what we said earlier. That's what water does. It adapts to any shape it's in. It becomes.
Yeah.
And that's why he said become water, become adaptable to any and all things. Flow.
Yeah, but you careful what
when
you
you're
adapt
supposed
yourself.
To flow, but crash when you're supposed to crash.
Yeah.
But that's the cup, the bottle, the teapot, anything that the water was poured into, it formed into that shape of what it was poured into.
Yeah.
So this is what the analogy is. Be empty, because most of us come with our cups full. And when we add water to it, it overflows.
It overflows. Yeah.
So you have to empty that information, that fluid that's in your cups, in order for your cup to receive the new information, this new water that's being poured into your cup. See, most people don't want to empty their cup. This is why they always have something to say behind what's being said instead of hearing the whole thing. Let the cup be full. Then reply. But they want to interject because their cups are already full with information that contradicts, different, that whatever it might be, they now want to voice that's in their cup instead of their cup being empty. If my cup is empty, I ain't got shit to say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Become empty. Our minds are cluttered with so much shit. Every time we hear something, it strikes a chord to something that's in our mind that we want to add to or give to what's being said instead of get all of what's being given. That's why we butt in and jump in sometimes, and we got to excuse ourselves because it influences another thought or it motivates a thought. So before we fully get everything, we butt in, because that means the cup that's trying to be full is still half full or half empty. That's being that half full optimist or that half empty pessimist. So where's the water in the glass for you?
Well,
so again, it's
limited.
Hmm?
I said the space would be limited.
It's limited
how? What's available. As far as
what's available,
it'd be limited because it's not empty, so it has to add into what's already there and mix. And sometimes oil and vinegar do not mix. Oil and water, however that goes.
Yeah, but the key is that we already know that it's half, it's half of the glass of water. So being half of a glass of water, how do you see this half glass? Is it half empty or is it half full? You only have those two options of seeing. Right. Some people would see it as half empty. But again, being that positive-minded person, it's being optimistic and seeing it as being half full instead of half empty. So, again, we determine how we see that glass of water.
Yeah.
But those
true.
Are how we use our mind to visualize what it is and how we want to see it, how we want it to be. And the power of the mind is mind over matter, that we can determine and bring forth what it is we conceive. That's the part of achieving what we believe. So, anyway, with that,
No calls still, and we only got 14 minutes. Oh, ain't that great? 14. We got the five.
Yes, we just everybody's just listening. I said everybody's just listening. So I'm going to go out again on the water, and this is Patti LaBelle singing "Wade in the Water."
Okay.
So we're going to go out with that. Okay, y'all. Well, have a nice one, and thank you for being with us.
Peace and one love, family, until next week.
I'm sorry, Brother Eddie, were you complete?
Yeah. Peace and love, family, until next week. Stay up and keep your head up, 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 up. Keep your head to the sky, family. Peace.
Yes. Yeah. Peace.
Thank you.